Coming up on 205, we're at 70 degrees, plenty of sunshine here in Albert Lea. Afternoons with Aaron with you until 4 o'clock. And we're going to take a break for a few minutes when it comes to the sports talk. Obviously, we mix in some other interviews during the afternoon show, mostly talking sports, which I love to do. But I also like using the show to spread awareness when I think there's topics that need to be discussed, and especially topics that are very important to me. So we're going to talk about a mitochondrial disease. And we bring it up today because it is World Mitochondrial Disease Awareness Week. So I thought it was a perfect time to have my good friend Ann Simonson, who's the regional coordinator with the United Mitochondrial Disease Foundation here in the Midwest, join us. And Ann, a good afternoon, and welcome to Kate Radio.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for having me on to talk about this amazing week and to talk a little bit about mitochondrial disease. I appreciate it so much.
Well, we're gonna keep to the basics, because I know you and I could talk about this topic for hours and hours and hours, but we're gonna shorten it down to about 5 to 8 minutes. Mitochondrial. Let's explain for those that might be going, what in the world is that? Explain what mitochondrial is in the, I guess, the simplest terms as possible.
Sure. Yeah, certainly many of those who are listening have probably never heard of mitochondrial disease or mitochondria. But everybody, all of us, have mitochondria within our bodies. They are the organelles within our bodies that change food and oxygen into energy, the energy that our bodies need, that are responsible for keeping us alive. And those mitochondria are found in every single cell within your body, except for just a very few, like, I think it's like hair cells and, you know, just a very few others. I'm not a scientist, but just very few, but every single cell. And so these mitochondria are just throughout your entire body and very important. So when your mitochondria malfunction, there are so many varying different things that can happen because they produce that critical energy that are needed for so many different parts of your body, depending on where there might be a failure. An organ might be affected, an entire system within a body might be affected, multiple systems within a body might be affected. This type of disease can affect children, it can affect teens, adults, it can be an adult onset disease. It's a genetic disease, it can cause blindness, muscle weakness. There are many forms of mitochondrial disease, and it is so complex and such a spectrum, which is one of the reasons why it has been so difficult to diagnose, and one of the reasons why so much research is needed to try to get us to developing treatments and cures, of which there are none that exist currently at this time.
And that's why it's such an important topic to talk about. Again, Ann Simonson, United Mitochondrial Disease Foundation, joining us. It is Mitochondrial Disease Awareness Week. And, you know, one thing when people ask me about mitochondrial disease, I like to explain it with the battery, I guess, analogy, where, you know, we all have batteries. We have the cells, we have the energy, and we go to sleep, we eat right, and we fill those batteries up to 100%. And those that are fighting a mito disease, their batteries don't fill up all the way. And sometimes that continues to go down, where all of a sudden their batteries are recharging the 50%, then 30%, and so on. And like Ann mentioned, again, a disease where there is no cure. There are some treatments, but so much more has to be done. And, you know, we've talked about this before, Ann. If they can find a treatment or a cure for a mitochondrial disease, that can help a lot of other diseases maybe be solved or come up with better treatment as well, because mitochondrial is definitely, you know, linked to other diseases as well.
Absolutely. Researchers have discovered links between mitochondrial dysfunction and other conditions, including Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, diabetes, cardiac issues, and even some cancers. So we certainly believe, and many researchers and scientists believe, that focusing on, you know, mitochondrial dysfunction is going to be able to help not only those that are affected by primary mitochondrial disease, but could also provide some breakthrough treatments for perhaps millions of other people who suffer from some of those diseases that I mentioned.
Now, Anne, if someone wants to find out more about mitochondrial disease, again, it's Awareness Week, World Awareness Week, going on here in the month of September. What website can they go to if they wanted to learn maybe about donating to the United Mitochondrial Disease Foundation? Give us a location where, if our listeners wanted to, again, learn more or maybe donate towards the foundation, how would they go about doing that?
Absolutely. They can find us at umdf.org, and they can find us on Facebook at the UMDF, and that is our handle on Twitter as well.
Now, I've talked on the air before about running a marathon in Chicago, which is, and yeah, it's kind of scaring me because I think we're just over 2 weeks away before I have
right
to do it. But
how is your training going?
Oh, let me tell you, I am too old for this.
Your mitochondria behind you, Aaron?
They're tired. They're very, very tired. But this is the group I'll be running for, a charity group at the Chicago Marathon, the United Mitochondrial Disease Foundation, and I could not be a prouder to do it in just over 2 weeks. And give us that website one more time.
Sure. It's umdf.org is our website. And there you can find information about mitochondrial disease, a lot of resources, if you have any questions, all free resources, and information about donating, spreading awareness, education, and fundraising are really the hallmarks of this week, and also what we do at the United Mitochondrial Disease Foundation.
Anne Simonson again, Regional Coordinator, United Mitochondrial Disease Foundation. It's a mouthful. You can call it mito. Mito disease is what we kind of shorten it to make it easier to say. Anne, thank you so much for the time. I hope our listeners take a few moments to go to that website. And always good talking with you. And thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us here on KATE.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on, Aaron.
Again, Anne Simonson with the United Mitochondrial Disease Foundation. A good friend of mine, known Anne for many, many years. And again, it's something that's not talked about a lot. So anytime I can spread awareness about it, especially during Awareness Week, I like to do that.